Right, so this morning we're going to be spending a bit of time thinking about who God is and who Jesus is and some of the names that we use for God and for Jesus. Now, in the Bible, there are lots of different names that are used, and some of you might have noticed that at the front we've got some balloons here, which we're going to use. So what's going to happen is, in a moment, I'm going to hand the balloons round to people in the congregation, and once they're all handed out, the band are going to play a piece for us. And while the band are playing, what you can do is, if you've got a balloon, you can knock it around to other people, hit it around, throw it, whatever you want to do. The only thing I would say is, please don't burst the balloon, because each one of them has a different word written on it that we're going to be looking at shortly. And when the piece of music finishes, if you've got a balloon, hold on to it, and then I'm going to come round and we're going to look at each of the words on the balloons. So a couple of people will be able to help hand balloons out for me. Thank you. Okay, so when the band starts playing, you can start hitting them and throwing them around, but remember, please don't burst them. Okay, if you've got a balloon, hold on to it. Okay, so as you'll see, if you've got a balloon, each of them has a word on it which relates to a name or a phrase that we use to describe God or Jesus. We've got a Bible verse that relates to each one. So what I'm going to do is, the people who have a balloon, I'm going to come round to you and ask you to say what it says on your balloon. Andrew's going to read a short verse that relates to each one, and I'm going to say something about it. So, who should we go to first? We'll come around here to the boys. So, which one have you got?
I've got a balloon.
Okay, what does it say of your balloon?
Emmanuel.
Okay, Emmanuel. So, this is a name that we find in Isaiah chapter 7.
Well then, the Lord himself will give you a sign. A young woman who is pregnant will have a son and will name him Emmanuel.
Okay, so question, does anyone know what the name Emmanuel actually means? Anyone tell me? Yes? Yep, God is with us. The name Emmanuel means God is with us. And this is another name that we use for Jesus, because for those of you that know the Christmas story, when Mary had a son, he was called Jesus, or Emmanuel, and he was sent into the world to live amongst humanity. So it was literally God with us. So who's next? So you've got one, Stephen. So
true vine.
Okay, true vine. So this is from the book of John.
I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who remain in me, and I in them, will bear much fruit, for you can do nothing without me.
Okay, so if you see a vine in a garden or a field or wherever, the branches that are on the vine can't live without the kind of nourishment that's provided by the actual main part of the vine itself. And that's what Jesus is like to us. Jesus is our true vine, and he brings life to all of us and allows us to bear much fruit in his name. So, Raphael, what do you have?
Hello. Christ.
Christ.
Sorry, go on.
This is from Romans.
There is no condemnation now for those who live in union with Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit, which brings us life in union with Christ Jesus, has set me free from the law of sin and death.
Okay, so the word Christ actually comes from a Greek word, the Greek word for Messiah. And a Messiah is someone who is seen as a saviour of a group of people. And that's what Jesus is to us. Jesus came into the world to forgive us for all of our sins and for all of the things that we do wrong. And by believing in him, he can make things better for us and we can live in union with him. Right, so who's next? Go back here to the guides and the rangers. So who wants to go first? Oh, brownies as well, sorry. Okay, what does yours say?
Lamb of God.
Okay, Lamb of God. So again, this is another reading from John.
Which one, sorry?
Lamb of God. John, well rehearsed, as you can see.
John saw Jesus coming to him and said, "There is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
Okay, so this one tells us that Jesus, when he came to the world, he died for us, and in doing so, he took upon himself all of the sin in the world and all of the bad things that we do so that we can be forgiven for those things. So, who's next? What do you have?
Holy One.
Okay, Holy One. This is another verse from Isaiah.
To whom can the Holy God be compared? Is there anyone else like him?
Okay, so this tells us that basically that there's no one else like God. And when we come to worship him, there's no one else that compares to him. Okay. Sorry, do you mind if I just squeeze through? Thank you. Right. Who's next?
The way, the truth, and the life.
Okay, the way, the truth, and the life. This again is from John.
Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except by me."
Okay, so this tells us that Jesus is someone that we can follow for guidance, and he's the way to go if we want to be with God. And alongside God, he gives life to all of us, and God is the creator of all things. Okay, next one.
Saviour of the world.
Right, Saviour of the world. This again is from John.
For God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not die but have eternal life.
Okay, so this is quite a well-known reading from John chapter 3, and it tells us again that Jesus is our Saviour, and he came into the world to allow us to be saved from our sins. And through Jesus, any of us could be saved by believing in God, no matter what we've done wrong. What's a sin? A sin is basically something that we do wrong. So everyone does things wrong, but Jesus can help us be forgiven for all the things that we do wrong. Okay, next one.
Alpha and Omega.
Okay, Alpha and Omega. Now, before we have the reading, can anyone tell me what these words mean, Alpha and Omega? Okay, we'll go for Chris. Okay, yeah, they're the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet. So, the beginning and the end. So, which is from Revelation, says,
"I am the first and the last, the beginning and the end."
So this, as Chris said, tells us that Alpha and Omega is the beginning and the end. So God is the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last, and he's been there throughout all of time. Okay, I'm going to have to come back a few rows now. Thank you. Go here first. So what does your one say?
Creator.
Okay, Creator. This is another verse from John.
In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. From the very beginning, the Word was with God. Through him, God made all things. Not one thing in all creation was made without him.
Okay, so this tells us that God created the world. I'm sure a lot of you have heard of the creation story. Everything that you see around you has been created by God, and there's nothing that was made without God and with Jesus at his side. And Jesus, as we said earlier, came into the world to reveal more about God to all of us before dying for us all to save us from our sins. Okay, next one.
Light of the world.
Okay, light of the world. So this is another reading from John, and actually it follows on quite well from the last one.
The Word was the source of life, and this life brought life to people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never put it out.
Okay, so this tells us that like a light in a room takes away the darkness from that room, Jesus can take away the bad things from our lives if we trust in him, and he brings hope and protection to all of us. Right, I can see we've got a couple here. Okay, do you want to say it into the microphone?
Redeemer.
Okay, Redeemer, well done. So this is a verse from Psalm 34.
The Lord will save his people. Those who go to him for protection will be spared.
Okay, so when I was doing this, I looked up what the definition of the word redeem is, and it says it means to compensate for the faults or bad aspects of. And that's true about Jesus. As we've said a few times before, Jesus came as our redeemer to take away our sins. And if we trust in him, we can be saved. Okay, next one. Who's going to say it? That's all right.
Anchor.
Excellent, well done. Anchor.
We have this hope as an anchor for our lives. It is safe and secure and goes through the curtain of the heavenly temple to the inner sanctuary.
Now, this is a reading from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which is a very well-known reading for us in the Boys Brigade, because that's the verse where our motto comes from. So those of you who are wearing the Boys Brigade polo shirt, we'll see that on there. The motto is actually taken from the King James Version, which says, "Which hope we have as an anchor for the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil." So, boys, you'll see on your polo shirt you have a Boys Brigade logo which has the word sure and steadfast on it. So we have the anchor as our symbol and those words on it. And that tells us that like an anchor on a ship stops the ship from moving around, God can be an anchor for our lives and keep us secure in him. All right. Is there anyone else who I've missed out? Oh. Sorry. I must have walked straight. Okay, I'm going to come around here. Right, who wants to go first?
Good Shepherd.
Okay, Good Shepherd. So this again is from John.
I am the Good Shepherd who is willing to die for the sheep.
Okay, so like a shepherd will look after his flock of sheep, Jesus did the same thing for us. He looks after us and guides us, and he was willing to die for all of us. Okay, what does yours say?
Bread of life.
Bread of life.
I am the bread of life, Jesus told them. Those who came to me will never be hungry. Those who believe in me will never be thirsty.
Right, so this tells us that Jesus is our bread of life. And in our lives, we all need food and drink to keep going, don't we? We can't live without food and drink. And it tells us that Jesus is like our bread of life. So if we believe in him, then he sustains us and will stop us from being spiritually hungry or thirsty. Okay, is there any others that I've missed out? Or oh, not doing very well today. Aha.
Son of God.
Son of God.
The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and God's power will rest upon you. For this reason, the Holy Child will be called the Son of God."
So this again goes back to the story about the birth of Jesus that we hear a lot at Christmas. So Jesus was born to Mary through the power of the Holy Spirit, and he was born as the Son of God, and he lived a very holy life. And at the end of his life, he died and rose again, and died for all of us, and went to be seated at God's side in heaven. Okay, is there any more? Have you got Belaine? Oh. There you go, you can have Raphael's. Okay, right, well, thank you to everyone who read those words out for us. If you've got a balloon, feel free to keep it and take it home with you if you want to. That's entirely up to you. And thank you, Andrew, for those readings. So the words that we've read out show us that there's lots of different names that we use for God and for Jesus, and there's many more that can be found in the Bible besides the ones that we've looked at this morning. And it tells us that God is our creator, and through believing in Jesus Christ, we can live a life with him. And it tells us that Jesus came into the world to live alongside us, and he eventually died for us to save us from our sins. And he's done so much for us, and if we believe in him and trust in him, then it can have a massive impact on our lives, and I think that's quite a good reason to celebrate. So, speaking of celebrating, we're going to sing again in a minute. I've also been out shopping to buy some celebrations. So, what I'm going to do is, during the hymn, I'm going to give these boxes out, and please pass them round and take one. Just take one to start with, because we need to make sure there's enough to go round, and we want to make sure everyone gets one. And if you've got one, feel free to eat it, but please put the rubbish in the bin afterwards.